In light of recent school shootings, there's been a nationwide push for broader gun control and more mental health care. Lawmakers in Montpelier have passed new gun control legislation. So what's needed when it comes to mental health care in Vermont? VPR's Nina Keck spoke to several experts who say more resources are needed, but beyond mental health care, they believe parents need to take a hard look at how they're raising their kids.
Dr. David Ratu is a rare commodity in Vermont. He's a child psychiatrist.
Vermont is not alone in having a shortage of psychiatrists.
And that's a big part of the problem. Ratu directs the Pediatric Psychiatry Clinic at the University of Vermont Medical Center, where wait times for an appointment can be 4 months.
When I first got here 15 years ago, there were 2 child psychiatrists on staff, and now there are 8. And we've gone from seeing, you know, several hundred patient visits a year to close to, I think, about 10,000. And despite that, you know, dramatic increase in capacity, we're still, you know, struggling to meet the demand.
And the Burlington area is lucky. Most counties in Vermont and across the country don't have any child psychiatrists. Psychologists, social workers, and others who provide critical mental health services are also in short supply, something many blame on low salaries and high burnout. That means families often end up having primary care doctors, therapists, and psychiatrists scattered across the state, which Ratu says can lead to fragmented care.
And in an ideal world, everybody is communicating with each other, but in reality, that can be challenging because, again, there's nobody's paying for that communication. So sometimes we're not talking together and focusing our efforts together as much as we should be or could be.
There is some good news, he says. While school shootings make headlines, Ratu says the majority of adolescents are less defiant and reports of bullying are down.
The number of kids using substances, with the exception of cannabis, is on the decrease. We're seeing fewer kids winding up in juvenile rehabilitation centers. So in terms of the, you know, rebellious, defiant, aggression realm, those things actually seem to be down.
What teens are showing more of, he says, is stress, anxiety, mood disorders, depression, and suicidal thoughts. At Otter Valley Union High School in Brandon, staff see this on a daily basis. Because of that, clinicians from Rutland Mental Health work at the school 5 days a week. Similar clinicians are at work in nearly every other high school in the state. Think of them as the mental health equivalent of the school resource officer. Longtime guidance counselor Meredith McCartney says even with embedded clinicians, it can still take weeks or months to get an appointment.
Within the school, we have a wait list for Rutland Mental Health, and then Rutland Mental Health has a wait list for outpatient.
She says if a student is suicidal or their issue is especially serious, she'll call in a crisis team from Rutland Mental Health and work with the child's parents to develop a response plan that same day. McCartney says where things get tricky is if the student needs hospitalization. The Brattleboro Retreat is the only inpatient child and adolescent psychiatric care facility in Vermont. So if they're full, the local ER becomes the next best option.
And certainly that's not a place you want to go with kids, but you're going more frequently because you're not able to access a psychiatrist in the community either.
Some primary care offices in Rutland now have mental health clinicians on staff, and members of UVM's Pediatric Psychiatry Clinic are available to primary health care providers statewide to answer questions. That all helps, says McCartney, but she and others say when it comes to the extreme behavior shown by school shooters, more gun control and better access to mental health care are only part of the solution.
I think there's a third factor as well. Community. And it's about kids feeling connected. And it's about how we raise our kids.
And she says we as a nation are not doing a great job at that.
We're not spending time with them.
And she believes the loss of meaningful face-to-face interaction is taking a toll.
You know, you could look in, watch people eat dinner at a restaurant, and you're not seeing the families having a lot of conversation. You're seeing some phones out at a dinner table. Or, you know, everyone isn't even watching the same television program. Everybody in the household might be on a different device watching a totally different program. So there isn't even a common point of reference or a way that you're sitting with your kiddo and maybe there's inappropriate material on, but you're able to talk through it. and say, oh, geez, look at that. Oh, that's I don't like that.
Teens are more isolated, says McCartney, and it's affecting their behavior. She says she feels most worried when a student confides that they have no one they can talk to. Lewis Josephson, CEO of the Brattleboro Retreat, believes this is where a lot of the extreme behavior shown by school shooters is coming from, not mental illness. For instance, he points to boys who grow up with domestic violence.
And that can build up lots of feelings of anger and resentment that, along with a maladaptive behavior, can result in some really bad outcomes.
Everyone in a family like that needs counseling, says Josephson. But he says it can be misleading to label maladaptive behavior as mental illness, especially, he says, because the data shows people who are mentally ill are much more likely to be victimized by violence than perpetrators of it.
And so to stigmatize them and hold them out as these, you know, sickos, quote unquote, that are just waiting to prey on society is statistically inaccurate and, again, reinforces negative stereotypes of people with mental illness.
More mental health resources are definitely needed, he says. But he and others believe the question of how to prevent school violence is much more complicated and is one society will have to grapple with. For VPR News, I'm Nani Keck.